Hey everyone, welcome back to Mattress Advisory. You know we love diving deep into the world of sleep, and today we're tackling a mattress that's been making some waves, the Helix Twilight Luxe. And before we get started, I do want to mention those links down below. An exclusive discount for our listeners, definitely worth checking out.
Always good to save some money, right? Especially on a big investment like a mattress.
Absolutely. Now this mattress, it's marketed towards all our back and side sleepers who love a firm feel. Lots of promises about pressure relief, spinal alignment, and a cooler night's sleep.
Sounds pretty tempting.
It does. But we're going beyond the marketing hype today, getting into the nitty-gritty. And I've got our expert here to help us sift through the real user experiences from Reddit.
Love Reddit.
And some expert reviews from Mattress Clarity and Sleepiverse.
Always good to get those professional opinions in the mix, too.
So let's see if this mattress lives up to the hype.
All right, let's dive in.
Comfort and support. Those seem to be the biggest talking points with this mattress.
Yeah, I mean, it's marketed as this firm, supportive option, right? For those back and side sleepers.
Right, and we do see some users on Reddit singing its praises.
Oh, yeah.
Especially for back pain relief.
I saw that too. Like, Working Kangaroo, they were raving about how it helped their back.
Yeah, but even they mentioned that they might try the Helix Midnight Luxe next time.
Interesting.
Thinking it could be even more comfortable.
Mm.
So even when you're in that firm mattress camp, there's still a spectrum.
Oh, absolutely. There's levels to this.
What does comfortable actually mean?
Yeah, and I think it shows how personal a mattress choice is. You know, right. What feels amazing to one person could feel like a brick to someone else.
Totally. And weight definitely plays a role here too.
For sure.
Twilight Luxe has a firmness rating of 7.5 out of 10.
That's pretty firm.
Which is on the firmer end, and we see some lighter sleepers, especially those under 130 pounds,
yeah,
mentioning that it might be too firm for them.
They were saying they felt some discomfort, even some, like, numbness.
Yikes.
So definitely something to consider.
Yeah. Maybe not the best choice for petite sleepers out there.
Probably not.
But I was interested by U-Square Extra 918. They prefer a firmer mattress and actually found the Twilight Luxe comfortable for side sleeping.
Huh. That is interesting. Most side sleepers I know go for something a little softer.
Right, you'd think so.
Need that cushioning around the shoulders and hips?
But again, proves the point that it's all about personal preference.
It really is.
It's not just firm versus soft.
No.
It's about finding the right support for your body.
Exactly. Your body, your sleep style, your needs.
And speaking of individual needs, let's talk cooling.
Okay, get into it.
The Twilight Luxe boasts two different cooling cover options.
Oh, wow, fancy.
Tensil and Glaciotex.
Okay, break it down for us.
So for those who don't know, Tensil is a natural plant-based fiber known for being breathable and moisture-wicking.
Sounds comfy.
And then Glaciotex is Helix's own proprietary cooling cover, supposed to feel instantly cool to the touch.
Ooh, I like that.
Sounds high-tech.
Yeah.
But do they work?
That's the real question.
Some users are raving about the cooling, especially with that Glaciotex cover.
Makes sense.
But then we have some others, like Yancer Seeker 530.
Oh.
And even U-Square Extra 918 again.
Really?
They woke up sweating.
Despite the cooling cover.
Yeah.
Hmm. So maybe not a guaranteed chill fest.
Right. I'm surprised I thought with all that tech.
Yeah. You'd think.
That you'd be sleeping like an ice cube.
Uh-huh. Right.
So is Helix overselling the cooling or are there other things going on here?
Well, I think it just highlights that while mattress technology is amazing, it's not magic.
Right.
Your sleep environment, your pajamas, your metabolism even.
Oh, yeah. All that plays a part.
It all affects how hot or cool you sleep.
So a cooling cover might help.
It can definitely help.
But it's not going to completely control your personal sleep climate.
Nope.
So it's not just about the mattress itself.
It's about the whole sleep ecosystem.
Right. Got to think about room temperature, bedding, sleepwear.
Exactly. We got to create that ideal sleep environment.
Okay. Listeners, take note. Holistic sleep is key. Now, I want to circle back to firmness for a second.
Okay.
We saw some interesting contrasting experiences.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yusuf Slayer-Vin shared that they actually found the Midnight Luxe.
The softer one.
Yeah, supposedly softer than the Twilight Luxe.
Right.
They found it too firm.
What?
To the point where their arm went numb.
Oh, no.
But their partner loved it.
Oh, wow, so different.
I know, it's so interesting.
It's like what we were saying. Firmness is subjective.
Totally.
What's comfy for one person could be torture for another.
And it's a good reminder why testing a mattress is so crucial.
Oh, yeah, that sleep trial is key.
You know, your ideal firmness could be completely different from your partner's.
Yeah, even if you share a bed.
And remember, the Twilight Luxe is even firmer than that Midnight Luxe.
Right, so definitely something to keep in mind.
That 100-night sleep trial from Helix is sounding pretty good right about now.
Yeah, definitely take advantage of that.
But before you even get to the testing stage, there's that other big concern.
Ooh, what's that?
Off-gassing.
Oh, yeah, that new mattress smell.
You know that smell.
It can be strong.
It makes you wonder what you're breathing in.
Yeah, for sure.
But the good news is the Twilight Lux has those certifications.
Oh, good.
The GreenGuard Gold and CertiPure US.
I mean, those are mouthful.
They are, but they basically mean that the mattress has been rigorously tested.
Oh.
On harmful emissions like VOCs.
So you can breathe easier.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about those nasty chemicals.
That's good to know.
It is, but it's not just about what's in the mattress, right?
What else is there?
It's about how it performs.
Oh, yeah, real world stuff.
And for me, edge support is a big one.
Makes sense.
I don't want to feel like I'm rolling off the bed.
Nobody wants that.
If I sit on the edge.
Yeah.
So tell me, how does the Twilight Lux hold up there?
Well, from the reviews we're seeing, the edge support is pretty solid.
Okay.
It's got those reinforced edge coils designed to give you that stable feeling even when you're near the edge.
Okay.
Mattress Clarity even gave it a thumbs up for edge support in their review.
Oh, nice. But I did see a comment from Ubetmanorm on Reddit who said that while the edges are firmer, they're not really meant for extended sitting.
Hmm. So you can't, like, perch there for hours.
Yeah, right. Like, it's not a sofa.
Right.
It's more about preventing that rolling off feeling.
Exactly. They're there to support you while you're sleeping, not while you're having coffee.
Makes sense. Now let's talk about noise.
Ooh, yeah. Big one for couples.
Huge, especially if you're a light sleeper.
For sure. Nobody wants a squeaky mattress.
Ugh, no. It's the worst. So does the Twilight Lux pass the quiet test?
From what we're seeing, it seems so. Yep. Sleepyverse actually did a noise test.
Oh, wow. They dropped a 20-pound ball on it.
Yeah, to simulate movement. No squeaks, no creaks.
Wow.
And user reviews back that up, too.
Really?
People are praising how quiet it is.
So no waking your partner with every toss and turn.
Yeah.
Exactly. Peace and quiet for everyone.
Love it. Now, before we move on, I want to touch on customer service.
Important.
Buying a mattress, it's a big investment.
It is.
So knowing a company's got your back, if something goes wrong, that's crucial.
Absolutely.
Now, we did see one user, Eucared2, who ended up returning their Twilight Lux.
Oh, no. Why?
They found it too firm.
Ah, makes sense.
But they actually praised Helix's customer service.
Okay, good.
Saying the company was super helpful throughout the return process.
That's reassuring.
It is. And remember, they offer that 100-night sleep trial.
Right. You have plenty of time to test it out risk-free.
Exactly.
See if it's right for you.
So that's a major plus.
For sure.
Okay, listeners, that wraps up part one of our deep dive into the Helix Twilight Lux.
Wow, already?
We've covered a lot.
We have.
Comfort support, cooling edge, support noise, customer service. We even debunked some myths.
Yeah.
And highlighted why it's so important to consider your individual needs.
Absolutely. There's no one-size-fits-all mattress.
Nope.
You got to find what works for you.
Exactly.
All right, so we've talked about what people are saying about the Twilight Lux.
Mm-hmm.
But now let's get a little more technical, shall we?
Yeah, let's peek under the hood.
I love it. Let's unpack the construction of this mattress.
And see what's going on inside.
All right, so the Twilight Lux boasts a hybrid construction.
Okay, hybrid, what does that mean?
It means it's got layers of foam and a coil system.
Okay, so it's not just all foam or all coils.
Exactly, it's like a combination.
Okay.
And this approach is getting really popular.
Why is that?
Well, it's trying to give you the best of both worlds, you know?
Okay.
The contouring comfort of foam and the responsive support and bounce of coils.
So you get the hug of the foam.
Yes.
But the support of the coils.
Exactly.
Interesting.
And in the Twilight Lux, this combination is specifically engineered to deliver that firm feel we've been talking about.
Makes sense.
So let's break it down.
Okay, hit me.
First, you have a layer of memory plus foam.
Memory foam, okay.
But this isn't your typical memory foam.
What's different?
This is designed to offer pressure relief without that sinking in quicksand feeling.
Oh, I know that feeling.
Yeah, nobody wants to feel stuck.
Exactly.
Then you have a layer of high-density polyfoam.
Okay, and what does that do?
This adds durability and reinforces that firm foundation.
Okay, so those foam layers are setting the stage for the firmness.
Exactly. They're like the base.
But the real support, I'm guessing, comes from those coils, right?
You got it. The coil system is the backbone of this mattress.
Okay.
And it uses individually wrapped coils, which is a game changer.
Individually wrapped? What's so special about that?
Well, first off, they provide targeted support.
Okay, mania.
Meaning they respond individually to your body's pressure points.
Oh, interesting.
Like imagine hundreds of tiny springs working together to cradle your body in all the right places.
Okay, yeah. That paints a much better picture than a concrete slab.
Right. Much more comfortable.
So that's one benefit of the individually wrapped coils.
Yes. And the second big one is motion isolation.
Oh, yeah. Remember how we talked about noise being a problem for couples?
Exactly. Well, these coils help minimize motion transfer.
So if your partner's tossing and turning all night,
you're less likely to feel it.
Peace and quiet.
Exactly.
That's awesome.
And let's not forget those reinforced edge coils we talked about earlier.
Right. Those are part of this coil system, too.
Yes. They're providing that extra stability around the perimeter of the mattress.
Okay. So it's all working together to create that firm, supportive feel.
It's a team effort.
Okay, so we've got the construction down, but what about the materials themselves?
Okay, good question.
Anything stand out to you?
Well, we already talked about the certifications, right? The GreenGuard, Gold, and Certipur US.
Right, so we know it's low emission.
Exactly, safe materials.
But beyond that,
I noticed that they really emphasize the use of breathable materials in the cover.
Interesting, why is that?
Well, it ties back to their efforts to enhance airflow.
Okay.
Create a cooler sleep experience.
Right. So they're using materials designed to promote airflow.
Exactly.
But we saw from those user reviews that the cooling effectiveness can really vary.
Yeah. It's not a guarantee.
So it seems like the mattress itself can only do so much.
Right. It's not magic.
A lot depends on the individual and their sleep environment.
For sure.
It's like they built this high-tech race car designed for speed.
Uh-huh. Love that analogy.
But you still need a skilled driver to navigate the track.
Exactly. You got to work with the technology.
Right. So even the most advanced mattress can't completely override your personal sleep habits and preferences.
It's all about finding the right combination.
That makes sense.
Now, before we jump to part three,
okay,
I think it would be helpful to offer some key considerations for our listeners.
Yeah, good idea. What are some things people should think about before buying the Twilight Lux?
All right, so first and foremost, remember what we said about personal preferences and sleep styles.
Right, know yourself.
Exactly. The Twilight Lux is designed for a specific sleeper.
Someone who wants that firm, supportive feel.
Yes, if you prefer a plush, sinking in sensation, this mattress is probably not going to be your best friend.
Okay, so don't be swayed by the marketing.
Exactly.
If it doesn't align with your actual needs.
Know what you like.
And secondly,
don't just rely on those marketing claims.
Especially when it comes to things like cooling.
Yes, remember we saw those mixed reviews?
Right.
It really depends on the individual.
So do your research.
Yes, read those reviews. Look for patterns.
See how it performs in the real world.
Exactly.
Don't just take the company's word for it.
And lastly, remember that 100-night sleep trial.
Oh, yeah.
That's your chance to really test it out.
In your own home.
Yes, with your own bedding.
Make sure it lives up to your expectations.
Don't be afraid to use it.
Great advice. Okay, so we've covered pretty much everything about the Twilight Lux itself.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm curious, how does it stack up against the competition?
That's always the big question, right?
Yeah, we could look at all those expert comparisons and the specs.
Yeah.
But I think sometimes the best insights come from those everyday users.
Absolutely, like real people who've made the switch.
Right, like Wuxia Throws, who said the Twilight Lux was good.
Mm-hmm.
But they kind of missed their old Buterist.
I remember that.
Makes you wonder.
Yeah.
Was it just about adjusting to a new mattress?
Mm.
Or were there actual differences that made them prefer the Buterist?
Could be both, right?
Yeah.
Like sometimes it's not about a mattress being good or bad.
Right.
It's just about what you're used to.
And even within the Helix family.
Yeah.
We saw those comparisons. Mm-hmm. Like you working Kangaroo thinking about trying the Midnight Lux for a softer feel.
Right. Different strokes for different folks.
So even within a brand, there's a whole range of options.
Absolutely. You got to find your perfect match.
It's like choosing your spice level. You know?
I like
that. Some people want the heat. Some people want mild.
And these user comparisons are helpful for more than just firmness, too.
Oh, yeah. How so?
They often give insights into things like motion isolation, cooling, overall sleep quality.
It's like getting a sneak peek into other people's bedrooms.
Yeah, and seeing how the mattress actually performs.
Okay, so we've analyzed it from every angle.
We have.
But I'm ready for the verdict.
Okay, drumroll, please.
Should our listeners rush to buy this mattress, or are there some caveats?
All right, so here's the bottom line. The Helix Twilight Lux. It's a well-constructed, supportive mattress,
okay,
but it's aimed at a specific type of sleeper.
Okay, who's that?
If you're a back or side sleeper who loves a firm, almost rigid feel,
okay,
and you prioritize motion isolation, this mattress could be your dream come true.
Okay, sounds promising.
That hybrid design, the foam and coils.
Yeah.
It really delivers on that targeted support and minimal motion transfer.
But I feel like there's a however coming.
Uh-huh. You know me too well.
Okay.
However, this firmness level,
yeah,
it's not for everyone.
Right.
If you prefer a softer, more contouring feel, or if you're a lighter sleeper,
mm-hmm,
the Twilight Luxe might be too firm.
Could be uncomfortable.
Exactly. It's not a one-size-fits-all solution.
So it's a bit niche.
It is. It caters to a specific sleep style.
And what about the cooling?
Ah, yes, the cooling. We saw some mixed feedback there.
Yeah, some people loved it, some people didn't.
So I'd say it's somewhere in between.
Okay.
Those cooling cover options, especially the Glaciotex, it can definitely help.
Mm.
But remember, your sleep environment, your personal preferences, your metabolism.
Oh, yeah, all those factors.
They play a huge role.
So don't expect miracles if your bedroom's a sauna.
Exactly. You got to create that cool sleep haven.
Okay, so no magic bullets.
Nope.
Just a combination of factors.
It's a team effort.
I think it's a good takeaway.
Yeah.
Don't just focus on one feature.
Look at the whole picture.
Exactly.
And speaking of the whole picture,
yeah,
don't forget about that 100-night sleep trial.
Oh, yeah.
That's your chance to really see if it's right for you.
Risk-free.
Exactly.
All right, listeners, that wraps up our deep dive into the Helix Twilight Luxe.
We did it.
We explored everything from user experiences to construction materials.
Mm-hmm.
We even compared it to the competition.
Hopefully you learned a thing or two.
Yeah, and you're feeling more confident about your mattress choices.
That's the goal.
Before we go, don't forget to check out those links in the episode description.
Yes, those exclusive discounts.
For our listeners.
Gotta save some money.
And here's a final thought for you.
Hmm.
Beyond firmness and cooling, what features are non-negotiable for you in a mattress?
Ooh, good question.
Think about it. And as always, sleep well.